Genesis, chapter 14. And it came to pass in the days of Amraphel king of Shinar, Arioch king of Elasar, Chedorlaomer king of Elam, and Tidal king of Goiim, that they made war with Bera king of Sodom, and with Birsha king of Gomorrah, Shinab king of Adma, and Shemeber king of Zeboiim, and the king of Bela, the same as Zor. All these joined together in the valley of Siddim, the same as the Salt Sea. 12 years they served Chedorlaomer, and in the 13th year they rebelled. And in the 14th year came Chedorlaomer, and the kings who were with him, and struck the Rephaim in Ashtaroth Karnaim, and the Zuzim in Ham, and the Emim in Shavah Kiriathaim. And the Horites in their mountain, Seir, to Elparan, which is by the wilderness. And they returned, and came to En Mishpat, the same as Kadesh, and struck all the country of the Amalekites, and also the Amorites, who dwelt in Hazazon Tamar. And there went out the king of Sodom, and the king of Gomorrah, and the king of Adma, and the king of Zeboiim, and the king of Bela, the same is Zor, and they set the battle in array against them in the valley of Siddim. Against Chedorlaomer king of Elam, and Tidal king of Goiim, and Amraphel king of Shinar, and Arioch king of Elasar, 4 kings against the 5. Now the valley of Siddim was full of slime pits, and the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah fled, and they fell there, and those who remained fled to the mountain. And they took all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah, and all their victuals, and went their way. And they took Lot, Abram's brother's son, who dwelt in Sodom, and his goods, and departed. And there came one who had escaped, and told Abram the Hebrew. Now he stayed by the oaks of Mamre, the Amorite, brother of Eshel, and brother of Aner, and these were confederate with Abram. And when Abram heard that his brother was taken captive, he mobilized his trained men, born in his house, 318, and pursued as far as Dan. And he divided himself against them by night, he and his slaves, and struck them, and pursued them to Hobah, which is on the left hand of Damascus. And he brought back all the goods, and also brought back his brother Lot, and his goods, and the women also, and the people. And the king of Sodom went out to meet him, after his return from the slaughter of Chedorlaomer and the kings who were with him, at the valley of Shavah, the same is the king's valley. And Melchizedek king of Salem brought forth bread and wine, and he was priest of God Most High. And he blessed him, and said, Blessed be Abram of God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hand. And he gave him a tenth of all. And the king of Sodom said to Abram, Give me the souls, and take the goods to yourself. And Abram said to the king of Sodom, I have lifted up my hand to Yahweh, God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take a thread nor a sandal strap nor anything that is yours, lest you should say, I have made Abram rich. Except only that which the young men have eaten, and the portion of the men who went with me, Aner, Eshel, and Mamre. Let them take their portion.